there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Boston, Massachusetts, where Jews from the former Soviet Union have met about the war in Ukraine and how U.S. politics can affect the situation there. It also looked into issues stemming from Soviet history, the Holocaust, and Israeli politics. The event was organized by Limud FSU, defined as former Soviet Union, which hosts conferences worldwide, specifically for Jewish communities from that region to address mutual concern. Limud FSU will be hosting a similar event in Australia this month and will conclude the year with its annual event in Israel in December. Since the war began, Jewish federations have already raised over $73 million in Ukraine-related aid and have assisted Ukrainian refugees in 12 communities throughout the United States. Moving across the border now to Canada, where B'nai B'rith Canada has appealed to the province of British Columbia to stop conducting provincial and municipal elections on Saturdays. They made the call on the basis that Saturdays are regarded as sacred by many religious groups. The organization also pointed out that the Jewish population is increasing in British Columbia, hence the need to address the issue urgently. Their appeal concerns a long-standing law in British Columbia, which requires the province to hold elections every 4 years on the first Saturday in the month of October. B'nai B'rith Canada has pleaded with authorities to arrange voting on alternate days, such as those followed by the provinces of Ontario and Quebec, which hold voting days on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, respectively. Social and religious tolerance is what we all strive for to better understand and coexist peacefully with each other. And James Rudin, a leading Reform rabbi and longtime director of interreligious affairs at the American Jewish Committee, will be knighted for what's known as the Papal Order of St. Gregory for his work on Catholic-Jewish relations. He will become the ninth Jewish person to receive the honor, which recognizes those supporting the Catholic Church and how they benefit their communities and countries, including Jews working on interfaith projects. Earlier this year, Rudin published a memoir, The People in the Room, Rabbis, Nuns, Pastors, Popes, and Presidents, which, while serving with the American Jewish Committee, relates to his work abroad to improve Jewish-Christian relations following the Holocaust. It is found that 4 out of 5 people experience lower back pain, and Israeli scientists have found that medical cannabis can solve the problem. Their research also identifies the ailment prevalent on those over 30 years old, particularly suffering from obesity and physical work demands. Medical cannabis has recently been noted for its healing properties, and their research involving 2 types of cannabis treatments taken either by consumption or inhalation form were administered on chronic lower back pain patients, resulting in effective and positive results. The scientists concluded that the inhaled method using cannabis flowers proves more effective than the one ingested, and that cannabis therapy is safe and effective in treating lower back pain with minimal and harmless side effects. For now, though, certain edible cannabis products are not available by law in Israel. However, the health ministry has granted licenses which permits 10% for applying cannabis extract under the tongue and 90% for smoked cannabis flowers, which most Israelis prefer for pain relief. And in other news making headlines today, Holocaust survivor Eve Kugler will tell her story during an historic first-time event at the Crossroads of Civilizations Museum in Dubai next week on the 9th of November, which marks the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht. Kyrie Irving takes responsibility for his tweet promoting an anti-Semitic film and has pledged to donate $500,000 along with the Brooklyn Nets towards activities and organizations which aim to eradicate hate and intolerance in communities. The Los Angeles City Council has passed a resolution endorsing the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. And a bar mitzvah video made in 2012 featuring a Brazilian Jewish boy by the name of Nissim Alfali has now become a club hit since recently going viral and has gained 2 million views in less than a year and expanded into various aspects of Brazilian pop culture. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.